Welcome back to you! Larry, how you doing, my friend?
Pretty good.
He is the soup Nazi. This is great. You get to cook, and you get to have fun with Chef Matt. I mean, this is a great experience. You don't get to do this on radio very often.
No, you don't. You don't get to have this kind of fun.
Well, now, how is the salmon now? Did you... I like the way you seared it. You seared it.
Seared it.
Matt, did he do good?
The salmon's perfect.
Oh, please.
Salmon's
what
perfect.
Suck up.
Salmon's perfect.
Yes.
I like that word.
What, perfect?
Perfect.
Now, if people want to
suck up.
Well, yeah.
Which word?
Well, I'm glad you qualified that, Larry.
Yeah.
Now, you have had this iconic career, so you don't get a chance often to get in the kitchen, though, as much as you probably enjoy doing it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But, you know, it's so funny to, you said it earlier, and I just wanted to repeat it because, you know, it's, to me, the greatest full circle that I've ever heard of is me and the Soup Man, because, and me being the Soup Man, because that is the soup that made the show, that gave me the role of a lifetime, and now I get to be with the soup. So it's really...
Now, Matt's over
perfect.
There baking up his aioli.
Yep.
How's the aioli coming, Hoss?
The aioli's ready. I'm just putting it on the sandwich. We're about to make the panini.
Oh,
I am looking so forward to that.
Now, tell us once again your aioli, your magic aioli. Now, this is not your mama's aioli, as you say in Italian. This is not your mama's aioli, all right?
So, basically, I made my own mayonnaise and then drizzled in some sriracha to this. You could add anything you wanted. You could do the same
sriracha.
Recipe.
Whew.
Yeah, you could do a lemon dill. I do that sometimes. You can do a number of different things. But the base ingredient is just, you know, the lemon juice, the egg yolks or the egg, the salt, and the oil. And that's essentially it.
So now you have this beautiful bread. Now, that looks like you must have spent hours baking it.
I did. I spent hours and hours this morning baking that bread. Well, I had to let it proof. I had to come in last night just for you. Just for you, I came in last night.
Touched. I also know you're full of it.
And then I just sent Diane next door to
yes,
Whole Foods.
The Whole Foods. There we go.
Hey,
I'll tell you what. I love the timing on that. You know, you just kind of crept up. You got me into it, and then you buried me. It's a beautiful thing. So now you got this beautiful bread. Now this is a healthy. Now, Chef, will you be the guinea pig?
I would love to be the. In fact, Matt, we'll do. I'll taste yours if you taste mine kind of thing. So
okay.
I'll taste that. You taste some of our soup.
The FCC does have limitations here, Larry. You know. Okay, so we got this beautiful slab of salmon. This just looks awesome. And, Matt, what are you putting on it now? You got the,
I'm gonna
got
put
the
some,
bread?
Bacon.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Thick cut bacon on here.
Bacon, man.
Salmon and bacon. And then I'm going to put some arugula. Nothing better than baby arugula. I like the pepperiness with the heat of all that. All the thing is, it's cold outside right here. I'm sure it's not as cold as it is in New York, but to us, this is cold.
Well, I'll tell you what, all these warm hearts around here, I'm feeling the love.
If that's it.
Yeah, well,
what are you feeling?
Yeah, the love. Settle down, Larry. You're going to get me in trouble here. I don't want to get banned just because I had you on the show. Now, if people want to come up and see you in New York, You hang out there a lot.
Yeah.
And where could they... Because they could see you more than just occasionally on a street corner making money.
Right. But mostly, you know, at the soup stand. It's 55th, right off 8th Avenue, 55th Street. And, you know, we're there. It's open till 8 o'clock. It's open from 11 till 8. And there's usually about 10 varieties
of
our soup.
Off. I hate it when his arugula falls off.
Yeah. That's
all right.
It's a tough thing to happen.
Okay. Anyway, so you're up there all the time,
mm-hmm.
and people can come up. You're very approachable. Sometimes, you know, sometimes celebrities are kind of like, you know, like I am. I don't let anybody approach me. When I'm in the restroom, stay away from me. I'm just, you know, everywhere I go, I try to let the little people come up every once in a while. But you're one of those really cool actors and really iconic characters that, you're very approachable. You're a very nice guy, which I hate to ruin your cred.
Well, I have to say that was a very nice way to say I'm desperate for attention. I mean, who else goes around Atlanta in a chef's coat going, recognize me, recognize me?
Well, you want a big one?
Yeah. Well, I just wasn't going to say anything, Kevin.
I'm glad. But No, this
and
is
the pajama pants. You know, it's a very nice outfit.
Really? Now, look, I'm going to go out on a limb and say you're not Irish, Larry. I'm just going to go out on a limb here. Okay, no, these are chef's pants by Chef's Wear. And I'd like to mention, too, also that there are shamrocks on them because I celebrate my Irish heritage. And also we start celebrating St. Patrick's Day the 18th of March through the rest of the year. So we're very excited about this year's. There's an Italian laughing over here. Yeah. Like they don't celebrate all the time. I mean, what is it?
Like, you know? So you sober up on St. Patrick's Day.
Well, I don't know. I'm getting ready to go down to New Orleans for Mardi Gras.
Oh, boy. That could be dangerous.
Have you been down there yet to Mardi Gras?
I have, and it's an amazing place, which is why I love our jambalaya so much. You like the way I segued that in there?
Nice
we
job!
We have a jambalaya that's so good. Customer asked me the other day at the soup stand, so what's in jambalaya? And I went, the kitchen sink and everything else.
Now, no jambalaya for you!
It's got shrimp, it's got pork sausage, it's got chicken, rice, peppers. It's a great jambalaya.
Well, it's a great, I'll tell you, all these soups are amazing. I just smell, you know what? You can tell a good soup by the smell. It's very, very true. If it doesn't smell righteous, don't waste your time.
Oh, yeah.
If you can't put your saltines in it, don't waste your time. This looks like very saltine-friendly soups. In fact, I'm going to tell you what. Why don't you and Matt finish up the sandwich? Tell them what you're doing there, Matt. I'm going to go over here and have some soup.
I've got the panini press real quick just to heat the bread
jambalaya.
And get it heated through, pressed down a little bit for us, and it'll be ready to go.
Mm, God, that looks good. And smells good.
Oh, man. Keep going. You guys are doing just fine. Keep talking. And
Kevin's over there just, you know, shoveling down the soup.
Well, you know.
You can't stop him. Now, it's begun.
Well, here, look. It'd be very easy to let you guys do all the work, let me do all the eating. But this soup was just so good. And the only thing that's missing is the saltines now. Right?
Now, what is your favorite soup of the Soup Man soups?
Oh, I love them all, you know. But I think maybe the jambalaya. I love the lobster bisque. You know, chicken gumbo is also really good, has a little kick to it. Our chicken noodle is fantastic. You know, there's something special in each soup that just makes it taste a little out of the ordinary.
You so know? You and Newman have the same taste.
Yes, like I do have the same taste.
Same acting career, same taste. Same, I mean, you guys have a lot in common.
We do. And
do you like racing cars?
If I was a male man, I would be just like him.
Well, we are Chef and the Fat Man of Blue Collar Chefs today live at the iconic Cook's Warehouse in fashionable East Cobb right here in Marietta, Georgia. We are so honored to have the Soup Men, I guess would be the great way to do it. Seb, the founder, Jamie, the CEO, and Tennis Shoe Man. We got Larry over here, the Soup Nazi, and we got Chef Matt. We have the full house of culinary giants. We have Wendy Allen from Cook's Warehouse is in the house. The lovely and effervescent Wendy who has put up with me for all of these many years. It's an amazing place. There are lots of people who want to get pictures. You know what, guys? I know you got to go through all this. And Larry, I know you and I have a lot in common that way. So many people want my picture taken. Like you.
Yeah, you mean like snapped or taken off
taken
the wall?
Taken off the wall.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean,
can I take your picture? Sure. See, where are you going?
Now, with Seb, when you say take him out, has a whole new meaning than what they do here in Atlanta. Hey, we want to take him out. Okay, take him out where? I don't know. Out to the river, put on some new cement shoes. We got it for you.
We got the East River. We got the Hudson. Take your choice.
I'll tell you what. If we ever get to New York, look out, New York. Because I'm telling you, when we get unleashed in New York, we will be taken out. I don't know what river we're going to end up in, but it'll be good one, I'm sure. But anyway,
you got you covered in New York. Right.
Yeah, you know what? That's good. The last guy that told me that
we got you covered, right?
Yeah, Mr. Gotti, I appreciate it. But anyway, Matt, you are cutting up the sandwich. Those are beautiful sandwiches. We'll have pictures for you online, and I'm telling you, any salmon that's got the sriracha aioli, the seared salmon, the bacon, and the arugula. Because, see, you always got to ruin it by putting green stuff on it. What is it with you and green stuff?
What is it with you and green stuff here?
You haven't learned by now? Even though I'm Irish?
The man who wears green pants hates green things.
Mm.
So odd.
It is
so odd. But you love saltines.
I love Saltines. Saltines ought to be a sponsor, as much plug as I give them. Right there with Bud Light, the great beer of America.
The unofficial sponsor of Chef and the Fat Man.
Yes, Saltines and Bud Light. Are you having a party? Have your Bud Light and Saltines. No, I'll tell you what, this soup is amazing. I just slurped down two of the samples because I don't want to be a pig. And or a swine, to be more formal. But what I loved about the soups, there's an earthiness to it, but there's also a depth. And soup has got to have depth. And it's got some heartiness to it. It's got that kind of, I like to call it rustic heartiness to it. So when you're eating soup, you want to feel like at the end of the day, you've had something. Instead of, you know, put your little pinky out, take the crackers out, put a little kale in it, and then just sip, sip, sip. No, baby. Give me a bowl, a big spoon, a box, a sleeve of saltines, baby, and a hearty, wonderful soup. And I tried the jambalaya since I am very great affection for New Orleans. It was through the roof, baby. Chef and a Fat Man taking it to the streets with the soup man, baby, at the Cook's Warehouse of Mayretta.